Hi, I'm Scott Watson, and welcome to What Music Means to Me. Many people compare music to a language. You may even have heard a music teacher say to you in school, "Music is an international language that all people can understand." Of course, more recent multicultural studies reveal that the music to which these teachers are referring, Western tonal music, is actually a European idiom expressed in a nomenclature that developed around the year 1000, especially around Italy. But it is true that performers all over the world where Western music is not native, such as Africa, India, and Japan, they do study Western repertoire on Western instruments. These performers learn to interpret musical code, or language, if you will, and execute it on their instruments. I shared in a previous episode that I'm a composer, someone who writes music. Just as an author uses words and grammar, metaphors, and more to create a novel, a composer like me uses the language of music, notes, rhythms, and more, to create a piece of music. When we say that a composer writes music, we assume he or she is using some musical vocabulary, and that in writing the music, he or she is trying to communicate something. Let's take a closer look at the language of music, shall we? I'm going to play for you a few brief excerpts of music. I'm curious what sorts of things come to your mind when you hear them. Maybe you think of images or scenes, like in a movie. Or maybe you imagine a story, or just a still picture, or something you've seen before. Or maybe you just get a feeling or an emotion as a result of hearing the music. The first excerpt I'm going to play is from a concert band piece I wrote a while ago, but that was recently published by Alfred Publishing Company. Let's listen, then we'll talk about it. This piece really did have an accompanying story and is therefore an example of program music. The excerpt was from The Tortoise and the Hare, which is one of four movements of a piece called Aesop's Fables. Hopefully, when you hear the music, you can imagine the race I was trying to convey between the cocky rabbit and the slow but steady turtle. Now I'd like to play another excerpt. If you were in a class of mine, I'd probably divide you into four groups and assign each group a listening job. As you listen, why not be a good sport and take on one of the jobs? If you do your job well and honestly, I think you'll understand better the powerful language of music. Group 1. As you listen, write down or remember an adjective or descriptive phrase that for you describes the music you're hearing. As the music changes, you may want to write down more adjectives or phrases if you like, and that is fine. Group 2. As you listen, take a moment to draw a picture that describes the music. Try to be as detailed as possible, but don't worry about how good an artist you are. I'd mostly be interested in why you drew what you drew. Group 3. Imagine that you're a Hollywood director and that you are working with a composer who will write the music for your next big blockbuster film. However, you're doing things a little backwards. Rather than shooting the scenes and then having the composer add music, you are given this music and you must create a scene to go with it. As you listen to the music, decide what the scene is that should go with this music. And Group 4. Pretend I've just written this piece and you are my publisher. I am sharing it with you in order to get your suggestions for a title. Based on what you hear, suggest a title for my piece. Well, I didn't give you much time, did I? But given the time you had, what did the musical language I used suggest to you? For those of you in Group 1, what words did you use to describe what you heard? In Group 2, what did you draw? Group 3, what takes place in your movie scene while this music is heard? And Group 4, what title would suit this music? As it turns out, the piece is called Declaration, and it was a commission I did for the Lehigh Valley Chamber Orchestra a few years ago, and it really isn't about anything. It's just music for music's sake. Musicians call this absolute music. I didn't mean to trick you, but I wanted to make the point that although music is a language, the same music often expresses different things to different listeners. That brings up a good question. If different listeners imagine different images and stories than each other, or even the composer, him or herself, does that mean that the music was bad or ineffective in communicating? When you approach music as a language, you really have to wrestle with this and some other questions, like, can a composer use vocabulary that his audience does not understand, like a foreign language? In other words, just like you may not know the meaning of all words, are there certain musical gestures that can seem strange? Also, just as certain words can offend people, I wonder if you think there could be such a thing as a bad word or an offensive phrase in purely musical language. Let me play for you one final excerpt for you to think about. This is an excerpt from the second movement of Anton Webern's Five Pieces for Orchestra. It is probably most correct to call this music, which was written around 1912, expressionist music, after the visual art trend of the same name. If you are not used to the vocabulary of this sort of music, and often even if you are familiar with the theory behind it, you may find it confusing or even offensive. Now that might seem like a short excerpt, but it's actually almost half of the movement, whose timing is about 30 seconds. Well, to conclude, let me say that music may not convey specific meaning, as do spoken and written words, but music can be more emotive than these forms of expression. Music can say things that you can't say with words. Without using a word, music has helped me celebrate and mourn. Music communicates the ineffable, that for which there are no words. That's one of the things that music means to me. I know you have a lot to do, so thank you for taking time to learn what music means to me. I hope music is and always stays a part of your life. Until next time, stay in tune.